The topic of Daf Pei Aleph was the sugyas of Bikurim. Specifically, Hakoina Bezilonis Petechsada Chaveira. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you're mevi the Einoi Kaira. Maras Takasha, the heck can you be mevi the Einoi Kaira? Isn't Kriya part of the mitzvah? So if Kriya is part of the mitzvah, you have to be Kaira. You have to be a mevi of a Kaira, or it's a problem. Somebody says, no, Kriya is not Ma'akiv. Somebody says, no, I know Kriya is not Ma'akiv. That wasn't my kasha. My question was that even though Kriya is not Ma'akiv, but at the same time, you have to be royal at Kriya. And if you're not royal at Kriya, that is Ma'akiv. Al derech kala roy lebila ain't bila ma'kevesboy. Av acholsha ain't roy lebila, bila is ma'kevesboy. So afraid the Gemara kasha, I couldn't basically want to say maybe they know Kaira. I don't understand. L'chaira, you're not royal at Kriya, and kolsha ain't royal at Kriya l'chayra, Kriya ma'keves boy. So the Gemara said, good kasha, the case will have to be, when you buy two ilanas, you're going to have to make sure that you harvest it, and then you give a shliach to go ahead and bring it, and if it's not l'kich v'avok ke'echad, anyways it's no chiyav kriya, and that's how you're going to circumvent this issue. So the Rashbam and Tosfos on the page, they all ask that, I don't understand, so you're telling me that there's a halacha that although Kriya is not always Ma'akiv and Bikurim, but you have to be royal at Kriya. I mean, there's so many cases in Shas that you find of Mevi Ve'enei Kaira. Right, just to bring out this point a little bit, we learned a lot of Kalayim today, let's learn a little Bikurim. Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechtas Bikurim. Just to bring out the point, it's a very short hour, by the way, with a sharp punchline. Yesh Mevi'im Bikurim Ve'kairim. The Mishnah begins. This is the beginning of the Masechta. There are people that are Mevi Ve'kairim. Mevi'im v'lo kairim. There are people that are mevi v'enei kairim. V'yesh she'enei mevi'im. And there are people that are not mevi at all. So I'm skipping. Elo mevi'im v'lo kairim. This is Mishnah Dalet. Hager mevi v'enei kairim. Skipping the Mishnah Hey. Ha'apetropis is mevi v'enei kairim. Ha'shliach is mevi v'enei kairim. An eved is mevi v'enei kairim. An ish is mevi v'enei kairim. Tumtum and Adroigeris, they're also mevi v'enei kairim. If you continue along in the Mishnayos, the Mishnah says that if somebody brings Bikurim after Sukkot, but before Chanukah, you also mevi v'enei kairim. There's a whole regime of people that are mevi the Einoi Kaira. So thank the Rashbam. The Rashbam asks the Kasha of an art. He says, I understand. You're telling me you have to be royal at Kriya. I have a whole list of people that can't be Kaira. And as a result, they're maybe Einoi Kaira. I thought you have to be royal at Kriya. So the Rashbam says something very awesome. The Rashbam says that you have to say that all those people that are maybe the Einoi Kaira, the Alpha Gafta Ikka Mevim Bikurin, that's in Beispiel, a ger. The Meikara ki Maisi, Amanash loy likris Maisi lo. Lechatchilo, when he woke up in the morning, he was already a Mevi Veinikaira, right? As the minute he was Yikarish Mevi Yisrael, at that minute, he was already a Mevi Veinikaira. And Isha is automatically a Mevi Veinikaira. So being that Meikara, they were Mevi Veinikaira, over there it's not going to be Ma'akif. So it's true. You have to be royal Akriya. But only if you were at some point shayach to Kriya. So if you were shayach meikara to Kriya, then the halach is you have to be royal to Kriya in order for Kriya not to be ma'akif. But if you were never shayach to Kriya anyways, even though you're not royal to Kriya, it's not a problem of kol she'ein royal bila, bila mangemis boy, and it's not going to be an issue. So may simcha in Hilchas Bikurim, in Perik Dalet, he mamish mutches with this. He says, I never heard of such a thing in my life. Throughout Shas, you find this concept, and he said, I never heard of such an inyan that if meikara, you weren't shaykh to it, then it's going to be good. He says, let me give you one example. There's a sugi mesechtes ksubis, daf kuf dalet, on the base. The sugi over there says, and in Elaim and in Elemes, right? People that can't talk, can't do chalitza. Why? Because part of Chalitza is you have to read the certain portions of the Torah. And they can't read the parish of Chalitza. As a result, they're out. Faith the Gemara, Kriya is not Ma'akiv. Chalitza, you have to spit, take the shua. But the Kriya is not Ma'akiv. The Gemara says it's true. The Kriya is not Ma'akiv. Abakol Aroy Labila, then ain't Bila Ma'akiv's boy. Abakol Shein Roy Labila, over there, Bila Ma'akiv's boy. You have to be Roy. So if someone's able to talk and he didn't talk, you're right, the Kriya is not. I forgot this. I forgot the Kriya. Okay, you don't have to do the chalitza again. It's fine. But if you're not royal Kriya, you're not physically able to talk, then already it's going to be makif. Why don't you say that being that at the time that the Zika was chal, at the time that Reuven, right, in all the Yavamis cases died, at that point, the brother was already in Elaim, so it was meikara. Ain't a roy, so you shouldn't have that lach of kol she'ain roy labila, bila makeves boy. You don't find this anywhere. Dafka over here, you have this new svara that the Rishonim speak out. Rashbam Mamish on our daf. It's one of the golden nuggets tucked away here in Bava Basra Peyal. But he says that being that Meikara, they weren't right, so it's for that reason it's not going to be in it. Who cares, Meikara? What's gate this on? Where do you find such an afkamin? In Chalitza, you don't find it. Why should it be different here? So Meisimcha says something Mamish for Ruin Advarm Lamishamram. He says, the mitzvah of Bikurim is mentioned in three places in the Torah. Most notably, it's mentioned in this week's parasha, Parashas Kisavi. This is where you have the whole riot from the beginning until Sheni. It's the parasha of Bikurim. But it's mentioned in Parashas Mishpatim. It's mentioned in Parashas Kisisa. Over there, it's mentioned much more Bikitzer. Over there, it says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. And then the Pasuk very mysteriously concludes, Loisav Ashel Gedi B'chalev Imoy. Okay. But either way, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. So Ramei Simcha says that the Torah mentioned the Parashah Bikurim in Etlecha Platzer. In the beginning of Parashas Kisava, it's with the whole Shlemos. It's the whole Parashah. Torah tells you have to take the Bikurim, you have to bring it, and you have to read the Parashah Bikurim. But then the Torah also says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, and it doesn't say a word about reading the Parashah Bikurim. So Ramei Simcha was mechadish, that from the Psukim alone, it's Muchach, and this is how Chazal knew, that there's a concept of a Mevi Vein Ekeira. You know how they knew there's a concept of a Mevi Vein Ekeira? That's about a fartig parish in the Torah Bikurim that doesn't mention a word about Kriya. It says, just bring it. Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. And if you do that, you're going to be done. So says Ramei Simcha, the reason Chazal knew that there's a musik of a mevi vein ekeira is because the Torah Mefurish said mevi vein ekeira. Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, without breathing a word of Kriya. So says Ramei Simcha, that's how Chazal knew that there's a musik of mevi vein ekeira. Aye, we know you have to be a roi labila. Zok Ramei Simcha, this is where the Rishonim came up and they said that if meikara, you were not shayach to Kriya, so then you're going to bring Bikurim per the parasha of Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. But if Meikara you were Shaykh to Kriya, and now you got batched up, that means Meikara you were already subject to the parasha of Kisavai. So now you don't fall into parasha Mishpat and parasha's Kisiva. You have a problem. And that's where you have the halach of Kol Shein Roi Labila, Bila Ma'akevesmai. But the reason over here, Chazal were more liberal with the way they define Kol Roi Labila, Kol Shein Roi Labila, is because they're coming from a parish in the Torah. Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, says Ramei Simcha, it's not a part of a parasha, refer to Kisavai to see the rest of the parasha. It's a parasha b'fnei atzmai. And in that parasha b'fnei atzmai, there's no mention, there's no reference of Mikra Bikurim. And if that's the case, state on the Torah, as a musik, a parasha from a mevi vein ekeira. That's how Chazal knew there's a mevi vein ekeira. If there's a musik of a mevi vein ekeira, must be, we have to back into some svara. What's the svara? It's the svara that the Rishbam speaks out in our sugya. It's in the svara that the Rishonim talk about. Ramei Simcha says, take a look at the Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim on the Pasuk Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, and he says that if you look at the Mechilta and you understand how to learn the Mechilta, he said, I believe the Mechilta is saying this Vart, but at the bottom, this is the biggest side for Ramei Simcha, that there's two parashas of Bikurim. There's the parasha in the beginning of Kisavai, this week's parasha, and then there's the Pesuk in Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, what's the Nafkamina? One is longer, the other is shorter, but there's a fundamental Nafkamina. In Parshas Kisavai, the Torah mentions the Mikri Bikurim. In Parshas Mishpatim Kisis, the Torah doesn't mention the Mikri Bikurim. And that was the Makar to Chazal, to this idea of there being a concept of a mevi ve'enoy kaira.